If Bohemian Rhapsody comes on while you're in a car with family or friends, it's quickly apparent who can carry a tune, but no one can match Freddie Mercury. Earlier this year, Kelly spoke to an Austrian researcher about that distinctive voice.
You can hate Queen, you can love Queen, but almost everyone agrees Freddie Mercury had a set of pipes. The late frontman for the legendary group died almost 25 years ago, yet he is still regarded as one of the best rock singers ever. What made him so great? Well, a research team in Europe wanted to figure out the science behind his voice. Christian Herbst was part of the team who just released a study on Freddie Mercury, and he joins us now via Skype from Salzburg, Austria. Welcome to the show.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
So whose idea was this, and why did you choose Freddie Mercury?
Well, it was my idea. The Austrian radio asked me to give an interview about Freddie Mercury and tell them some bits about his singing some 6 years ago. And this kind of developed into a larger project. And the other reason, of course, is Freddie Mercury is a most exquisite singer with a fantastic singing technique. And as a singing teacher and biophysicist, that, of course, intrigues me.
And so what did you discover? I mean, were there any surprises?
The most important thing, I think, is what we found about his vibrato. Usually you can sing a straight tone, but particularly opera singers, they try to modulate the fundamental frequencies. So they make the tone, if you like, a bit more vibrant. Now, typically in opera singers, this vibrato has a frequency of about 5.56 hertz, and Freddie Mercury's is higher, and it's also more irregular. And that kind of creates a very typical vocal fingerprint.
We actually have a clip of him singing We Are the Champions without the full mix, just the isolated voice. Would that be something we could listen to and hear that?
Yep.
I've paid my dues.
You heard it right there.
Time after time.
And again.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
And again, very pronounced.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Oh.
I've had my
so like on crime,
yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
But I've come through.
And I need to go
on, 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 on.
We are the champions. My friends.
Wow, that just gave me chills. I mean, I feel like I'm listening to it in a different way.
Exactly. And once you're tuned into that, you cannot get rid of it.
You know, after all this research, did Freddie Mercury know that this was what he was doing?
I don't know. From my experience, most singers, most good singers, do not know what they are doing and how they do it. And I think that's the way it should be, actually, because for them, it destroys the magic.
Right.
It's just for science to mop it up and to explain it in a way, and for pedagogues, actually, for singing teachers to actually understand how it's done.
Christian Herbst, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christian Herbst is an Austrian voice scientist. He's also one of the authors of a recent study analyzing Freddie Mercury's voice. It was published in the journal Logopedics, Phoniatrics, Vocology. And here's some more of Freddie Mercury's vibrato, just for you.
So-